Okay, so today we're going to talk about loved people, love people, okay? And why this is important, because we can all sit around and say, well, she doesn't know how to walk in love, she's mean, she's rude, she's this, she's that. We can always decide when other people are not walking in love based on our emotions or based on some fruit that they're producing or something like that. But that's really not what the Bible is for. The Bible, it was not written solely for you to decide who in this world is not godly. Okay? The Bible was written so that you could decide if you're godly. And I have found out in my years with the Lord that worrying about whether or not Dolly's doing it right is a full-time job. Okay? We can spend all of our time worrying about what I'm doing, okay? And so when I talk about something like, if you love people, then you are loved. If you don't love people, you don't know you're loved. It's just like all these young people that get out there and they go and do something crazy and they harm a bunch of people. The reason they've done that is because they don't value their own life. If they don't value their own life, you know how we care about ourselves 24 hours a day? Can you imagine not thinking that you're valuable 24 hours a day? If you honestly did not believe that you were valuable, it would not harm you or cause you any problem to go and just kill a bunch of people because you don't think they're valuable. That would be an easy thing for someone to do if they weren't valuable. And because how you see yourself is how you see everybody else. If you see yourself loved, you're going to see all those people are loved. I might not even like somebody, but I know that I'm loved. And I know that the same God that loves me loves them. And He loves them for real. And He sees value in them. I don't like them. They get on my nerves. They do stuff I don't want them to do. But they are still valuable to God. And He loves them. And I know that because I know that I'm valuable to God and that He loves me. And He's no respecter of persons. However He feels for me, He feels for everybody. And so that's why it's so wrong. Sometimes I get real angry at people. I remember these people had put this statue on top of a courthouse or a library or something in New York. And I just caught a little piece of it on the news. I can't even tell you what it was or nothing else. But that particular day when I saw that, it just hit me wrong. And I thought, these people are evil. This is straight up satanic, idol worship, evil. And I went to prayer and I said, God, just open up the earth and swallow them up. Because He did that in the Old Testament once out in the wilderness when somebody was really being evil. I thought this was a good time for Him to do that to these people. So I prayed that. I said, God, just open up the earth and just swallow them up. All this evil. He said, really? Is that how you'd want me to treat you? And I'm like, well, no. Because I'm not like them. But am I or not? Look what I was praying. And God had to reveal to me that He loves them people. Now, right now, they're being deceived. They are being lied to, just like Eve was, just like I have been, just like you have been. You can be lied to. You can be deceived. You can be seduced. The Bible talks about seducing spirits, waxing worse and worse as the end comes, where people are going to be trying to cause you strife and division and separate you from God and all these things. But that we're all dealing with that. God loves those people. Now, He hates the spirit behind what they're doing, the devil that's driving them, the liar that's deceiving them, that spiritual enemy, that's who I can fight. And when I fight that, I get a big old attaboy from God. So now I do it like this. I'm like, okay, God, Father, I pray for these people I pray that you open their eyes and that they see the truth. The Bible says God rejoices when his children walk in truth. So I pray that a lot, that his children walk in truth. God, show them truth. Open their eyes. Let them see what the enemy's doing. Let them see the deception. And then I attack the enemy. I say, Satan, I bind you right now in the name of Jesus, and I cast you into outer darkness where there's wailing and gnashing of teeth. You will not talk to anybody else again. You're a lying self. You shut your mouth and don't speak to another living soul on this planet. I execute full judgment on that because we are to judge the angels. And when this spirit is doing something so horrible against God and against our country and our freedoms and all the things that Christianity represents, it's not the people. They are victims. And what's going to happen is the enemy that's using them, he is leading them right into destruction, and they don't even see it. They think that they're getting somewhere. You know, they think they're a big deal. Because the devil will let them feel like they got a little bit of glory, like they're in a little bit of power, like they got a little bit of say-so. He'll do that until he's tired of them or he don't need them anymore. And then it's going to be a bad situation for them, very bad situation for them. And then that by that point, they have separated themselves from God and all godly people and everything else, and they're going to have nowhere to turn. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they still will have God to turn to, but they'll be so condemned and ashamed and stuff that they won't feel like they can. So we have to love them. God loves them. And I say to him all the time, God, these are your kids, and I know how much you love them. You know, I pray for their protection. I pray, Lord God, that somebody will talk to them that they will listen to. You know, I don't have to agree with what they're doing, but I do need to care about them as people, right? But I'm telling you from experience, because I used to, for a long time, I knew I was loved. Well, I thought I knew I was loved. But I really didn't care about anybody else on the entire planet. It was just all about me, right? And that was fine for a while, but all of a sudden, I guess you keep growing, you keep maturing, you keep going to new levels, and all of a sudden you understand other people's value. Then all of a sudden you're like, okay, wait a minute, I gotta tell these people. Hang on a minute. God, give me an opportunity. You know, all of a sudden you start caring about other people. The more you're loved, you will love people. Okay? So I'm telling you all of this morning for this reason. This is the main reason why I'm talking about this. If you know somebody and you can't stand them, okay? Or you are jealous of them, or you are always comparing yourself to them, or you are always wishing something bad would happen to them, or you don't care when you hear that something bad has happened to them. All these things, it is not about them at all. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to set you free. It ain't about them at all, okay? That's not your job. But I want you to then look at yourself and say, if I don't love them, maybe I don't realize how loved I am. And that might be a good place to start praying. You know, that might be a place where you can say, God, I'm not really caring about these people at all. And this is just being honest with God. You don't got to tell nobody else. But I have to go to God sometimes and say, man, God, I can't stand the sight of that chick. You know what I'm saying? I so bad want to punch her in her face. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I talk to God for real. Talk to him for real. And then say, God, would you please deliver me from this? Would you show me how much you love me and help me understand how loved I am so that I have love to give to somebody else? Because I'm telling you, that's the problem right there. That's the kicker. If you don't love, it's because you're not loved. I mean, you know you're loved. God so loved you that he gave his son and he died on the cross. But do you know what? That's one level of you understanding love. There's more to it. Do you know he loves you when you do something horrible? Do you know he loves you when you make a bad mistake? Do you know that he loves you when you drop the ball? Do you know he loves you when you are being ugly to other people? Do you know he loves you all the time? That his love for you is unconditional? It's not based on whether or not you're being good today. If you're being good today, God loves you today. But if you're being bad, well, you know, he's mad at you. I grew up thinking that. People taught me that. That God will write your name in the book, and if you mess up, he'll erase it right back out of there. And I grew up thinking that, so I was always just trying to act right. You can't act right to get your rewards. You can't act right to save your soul. You literally need to be right. It's not an acting game. I'm not going to act. That's why I might cuss somebody out. I might have a fit. I ain't acting holy for anybody. Because this ain't about them. It's about me and God. And you know what? God already knows what I'm thinking. He already knows what I'm going to say. I'm not trying to impress people. I'm just concerned about me and God. And as long as I know he loves me, and he loves me unconditionally. When I blow it, I'm talking to him, and he lets me know how much he loves me. And I'm like, you still love me? And now I'm at a new level. Yeah, he still loves you when you blow it. Yeah, he still loves you when you're doing something you should be ashamed of. Yeah, he still loves you when you're being nasty to other people. Yeah, he does still love you that much. And when you figure that out, guess what? When people are ugly to you, next time, you'll still love them. You'll know they just don't have a clue what they're doing. And you'll pray for them. You'll actually still love them. It's going to be something that's actually happening. You're not acting like it. You're not faking it. And nobody even knows it's happening. Nobody knows. This is just between you and God. But every time you know somebody just did something evil against you, and man, I'm telling you what, it gets worse. The older you get and the more you're trying to do for the Lord, it gets worse. You think it's bad now, but it's not. And you just say, okay, I'm going to let it go. I had this example this morning. I was praying about my conference coming up in March and talking to God about the title of it and all that kind of stuff. And I was researching. We recently saw an eagle in the nest and all this stuff, and it was very powerful. So that inspired me. That's what my conference is going to be about in March. But I did a little research, just started reading a little bit up on it and learning some things about eagles. And the only predator an eagle has, I never knew this, the only predator they have besides people is a vulture. Okay? I thought, a vulture is crazy enough to try to take on an eagle? I thought, that's unheard of. But truly, that's their only enemy. But what happens when a vulture comes and attacks the eagle takes off up. And the eagle can fly so much higher than the vulture that when they get to a certain altitude, the vulture can no longer breathe and he passes out and he falls. He loses oxygen, he loses consciousness, and the eagle can keep going, okay? Your victory against the problems you face are going to be won when you go up higher. Okay? You got to go up higher. When somebody does something tacky to you, staying right here with them is not the answer. Getting down and dirty and really trying to hurt them is not the answer. The answer is go up. You know, you're trying to hurt me, you're trying to lie about me, you're trying to manipulate people to go against me, you're doing all these evil things, and I'm going to just go up. And the way I do that is I start praying for them. I start being a bigger person. So just do up, just go up. Walk in love. Walk in love. And you just do it by faith if you don't know the revelation. But that is his way of getting out of the only thing that's foolish enough to try to attack you. It's just to go up higher. Just go up higher. Okay? So whatever you're dealing with, when you're dealing with difficult people, you know, ask me if you ever need some help on that. But if you're ever dealing with difficult people, just go up higher. Pray for them. Start praying for them. You can say, you can be honest with God too. He already knows. I say, God, I hate her. But I know you love her. And so if I have all that hate in my heart, I'm not walking in the love I need to walk in, right? But I give it to God. God, I hate her. She's so selfish and so mean. And she thinks if she gets everybody to agree with her that she's going to somehow win. And it doesn't change truth. Forgive me. Help me to see her the way you see her. Help me. You know what I'm saying? And he will help you. But that's how you go up higher. You take it right to God. Just take it right to God. Okay? Because we're all human. And this is not an easy thing to do. It's not an easy thing to do. Always. Because your flesh is going to be screaming that you pick something up and hit them in the head. You know? Okay, so we can learn that. Just go up higher. Just take it to God. People are going to be hateful. And the more blessed you get, the Bible tells me, you're going to receive the blessing of God with persecution. So it's the more you get, the more you accomplish for the Lord, the further you go, the more influential you become, there's going to be persecution. People are going to come against you. But that's okay. Because we love people. Because God loves them. He loves us. We're loved. And we can love them. Okay? Amen? All right. Well, this concludes our chapel service for this morning. I hope you enjoyed it. And we will see you next time. Bye.